90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome to Live and Local, a show featuring live songs from local musicians. The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience, is sponsoring this episode. The Brazen Youth, an ambient indie group from Connecticut, has joined me tonight. They'll start off the live set with their song, No Cat, No Cradle.
You said, you say it, why don't we shut up instead? There's so much left inside my head. My teeth stand up punching bags. We speak, don't cry an ocean, just a creek. Just trying to be realistic. New love we'll set out to seek. And I'd think that each week you'd have an even cleaner cheek. As I caress your fleeting crease, I won't force you to smile. And you pull like a dipper. Soon the night sky forming a figure, and I love to watch you die. We froze, we stole what we found at the watering hole. We should have left it all. Wasn't ours to take home. We screech, we scratch the microscopic ticks below. To our skin and to our skull. What's the revolutionary pull? What's your hands on the table? No care, no cradle. When I love you, and I love to lie.
The Brazen Youth are in the KCSU studio. Coming up now is Antelope Song. Thanks for listening.
One, two, three, he shot me. I am an antelope running from the hunter's gun. Knocking the trees down and hurling through wires I run. And if I had known better, I could have prevented this. If I had known better to leave. And you were so lost in your mind, you've accepted this. 'Cause you didn't know where I'd be. I think my suitcase will fit in the passenger seat. But this tired little antelope's barely alive and inside of me. But the fires will not hurt me. My skin's made of leather. Been waiting on someone to meet. And I've been trying so hard to put this back together. So tie me to you with a string.
KCSU Fort Collins, welcome back to Live and Local. This show is lucky enough to be sponsored by The Blasting Room, a recording studio in town you can learn more about by visiting theblastingroom.com. We just heard No Cat, No Cradle and Antelope Song by The Brazen Youth, a boldly youthful band who are currently touring across the country. They've been sharing their naturally inspired music with the country since July of this year, so I'm very happy that they have taken the time out of their crazy schedule to be in the station tonight. That being said, let's do some intros real quick just so people can associate a name with a voice, and we'll start with Micah on the drums over there.
Hey, I'm Micah.
Nice. Will.
Hello, I'm Will.
He's on the bass, and we have Nick on guitar and vocals.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And finally, Charlie.
Charlie here.
On keys and vocals again. Yay. Thanks for coming. It's been a blast so far. And both of those songs were from your latest album, 15 Billion Eyes. Do you want to kind of just give an overview of what that album is about? Because I know you guys have pretty in-depth concepts with your albums.
I gotta say, this one is, it's more of an EP.
Oh, true.
We just had a lot of songs we were sitting on we really liked, and we were interested in pursuing the live feel for tracks, and these just seemed like the perfect six tracks to do it. So yeah, it's only a six-track EP.
Right.
Less conceptual than our previous works.
Nice. True. Yeah, the previous works, they were like very in-depth with the I don't know, backstory behind them and all that. So that's why I asked. But you guys are all from pretty small towns from the East Coast. What was it like learning how to play music in such a small town? Were there like music programs in your schools, or like how did that work?
Yeah, so I grew up in Middlebury, Vermont, and I did jazz band when
oh,
I was
nice.
In high school. And it's funny, actually. My high school was the only high school in Vermont that had jazz band every day. For 40 minutes.
Whoa, so that's intense.
I was pretty lucky, I guess, in that regard.
That's cool.
But otherwise, I mean, I just did what I can.
Did they have drums in jazz band or no?
Yeah, I mean, there was two drummers.
Okay,
we fought
true.
Here and there.
It was like Whiplash?
No, luckily.
What's Whiplash?
Oh, that
is
movie.
That a person?
It's like a
Wow, I'm really cultured.
No, I mean, it's just like this movie about this dude who goes to like a music, it's a fake music school, but I think it's supposed to be like Juilliard or something. And it's just like a very rigorous program. And the music teacher like throws a cymbal at his head.
Oh my gosh.
It's honestly a psychological thriller, but like based around music, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Was that in any way relevant to your musical experience as a kid?
luckily not.
Okay, that's ideal. What about the rest of you? Because I know Charlie and Nick, you guys are from Lyme, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm technically from East Lyme, which is just the neighboring town.
Okay. What was it like? Like, what was the music scene like there, if there even was one?
Pretty non-existent. Pretty small. Connecticut has a small music scene that's coming up for sure, but in our little pockets, there wasn't much to work with. We don't play around Connecticut too much, and we tried our best to in high school, but it was just hard to find gigs and stuff.
Right.
So we were always anxious to hit the road and kind of get out of Connecticut.
That makes a lot of sense.
We're always happy to go back and support the scene there. Mm-hmm.
There's this town called New London, Connecticut, which is, I guess, like our city, if you will. It's a really small town, but they used to have, like, we used to play there primarily. There's, like, this record store that we used to always play at.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Shout out the Telegraph.
I heard, like, well, I don't know. I was, like, looking up Lyme, Connecticut, just because I'm intrigued. There's, like, 2,500 people. Like, that's the population. So it doesn't seem like there would be much of a music scene there. So that's why I'm just so intrigued in, like, how you guys got interested in it. Or, like, didn't you guys, like, make your barn a studio or something?
Yeah, more or less. That's crazy. We all moved to this farm in Lyme. That was my family farm. And we could just start recording there and, you know, just when we weren't touring, we were living there. Mm-hmm. It was the base of the Brazen Youth for the past 2 years.
Right. Are you guys still there or no?
Sort of. You know, we hang out there. We're going to record there, but they're going to school for the spring semester. And so. Right.
School being college.
Yeah.
Yes. College, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I wasn't sure. You guys are young folk, you know?
Yeah.
What's a day in Lyme like?
Oh.
In my head, I picture a lot of grass and like nature.
You wake up, you check for ticks. You don't know if they got you in your sleep.
Yeah.
And then go to Coffee's.
Yeah, you wake up, you go to Coffee's Country Store, and you get a coffee.
Nice.
maybe it's the California Scramble, I think.
Yeah, you go to Coffee's.
Is this a convenience store or like a restaurant?
It's like a country store, so it's like a kind. It's like half grocery store, half like deli.
Hmm.
And it's actually technically an old Lyme. In Lyme, I don't think there's any commercial businesses besides a vineyard, which is
in a
Subaru dealership.
That's like the most like corporate thing in the town.
Yeah. There are no cops, which is really strange.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's like a state cop that kind of like rolls through.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lyme.
He's there sometimes. Cool.
he's been to the farm once.
That sounds like a lot of opportunity for mischief. In your childhood with no cops, but
free range.
I know. I was picturing like you guys just walking around forest, because like there's a lot of nature in your music, and I was like, they must like, I don't know, live in the forest or something, because you guys talk about trees a lot.
I love trees.
I love trees too. They're great. And I was gonna talk about like corporate stuff. I don't know. I was just wondering if Lyme is like, has it become more corporate over the years, or has it remained kind of just like, or just anywhere you guys have grown up?
It's pretty low key everywhere. Micah's from Middlebury.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the same vibe. Will's from Rhode Island, Barrington, the suburb outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. As far as Lyme goes, I think it's stayed pretty laid back.
Yeah. I feel like we're all from like just like very secluded areas, and it's worked in our favor in a lot of different ways. But also, as we've been touring, it's been good to get out. You know?
Right.
Yeah, it's also extremely nice to go home to after tour, mm-hmm. just like the quiet Connecticut.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
True, really the quiet nice. Is so nice.
We're very mm-hmm. lucky.
Yeah, because you guys are like, I mean, touring just kind of entails living in hotel rooms for your whole life, which is,
yeah, like
you know.
Motel 6s, a lot of Airbnbs.
Right, and just not having a home, even though you guys like know people in towns, it must be like...
Our van is our home.
True.
Yeah, we've all slept in the van at least once besides Micah, so...
Like if you didn't have enough room in the hotel or something?
Well, we've just like had some...
I just have it.
It's just like, yeah, we've just had some like nights where, yeah, maybe there isn't enough like sleeping space for everybody. So someone just crashes in the van.
True.
Will and Charlie crashed in the van once when it was like 30 degrees out.
That's Fahrenheit?
And they didn't have to.
That's rough.
They didn't have to. There was space.
And they just did it? What? Wait, Micah and Charlie did that?
No, Will and Charlie.
Yeah. Y'all are weird.
Just the vibe, you know? You just gotta go with the...
It's kind of nice.
The van vibe.
Honestly, I've been the lucky one. I haven't had to sleep in the van yet.
It's kind of like camping.
I wouldn't want to either. I hate being cold.
Well, it's like, you know how like, have you ever gone like camping?
Mm-hmm.
You know how like when you go camping, you wake up naturally really early because of the sunlight and
right.
you feel
mm-hmm.
like cool.
Oh, I guess that's
it's
kind
of like that when you sleep in the van. You like wake up and it's like 6 a.m. and you're like, wow.
Wow.
I have the whole day. Like everyone else is going to wake up for like four
that's
hours.
That's true. My roommate started doing that. She started like sleeping with her blinds open. Just she wakes up with the sun. And I'm like, you are way too hippie for me. Like, I'm not doing that. I go to bed at like 2 a.m. It's four
that's,
hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's...
That's rough.
I would need a nap if that were
I would special. Definitely need... Like I did, yeah. I'm not much of a napper, but...
I've been napping more recently, actually. Yeah,
you're getting nice. Old. You're 21 years. Has made napping a thing now.
Yeah. We will not be brazen youths very
You will
soon.
Be brazen... I don't know what
you
I was going
to say. You will be tired elderly.
Tired elderly. That is so catchy.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
we should do that.
Yeah, why? I don't know why you aren't already named that. Anyways, what's the recording process like with the band? I heard Nick and Charlie, you guys are pretty stubborn. I don't know exactly
what
he
did. Who said that?
I feel like Nick was the one who said it. So it was like self-proclaimed, so that's why I feel like it's okay.
Yeah, we're pretty stubborn.
I feel like we're all pretty open-minded with each other, though, in the studio. Mm-hmm. We've brought songs that have taken, so many songs have taken a complete 180 shifts in the studio. But our recording process is, you know, we've been recording at the farm in that barn. Mm-hmm. I don't know, we just record ourselves. We're a self-produced band.
Nice.
We outsource for mixing and mastering, but that's about it.
That's fun. Yeah. What's been like a really fun song to record? Is there one that stands out or not really?
So there is. We recorded on Primitive Initiative. We recorded Death Posed.
Hmm.
And one thing I remember, I'm not sure if you guys remember this, but we recorded the cymbals separately at one point.
I've always thought about that. That's
and it was fun because we literally just set the cymbals up. Like, I was, like, standing up, and I just, like, hit them really hard.
Without the rest of the drum kit?
Yeah, without the rest of the drum
kit. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah. Which was fun.
They, like, stood up and you were standing.
Yeah.
Also, one of our songs that we're actually going to play later on called So Young Then,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of fun to record because when we recorded the percussion of that, Micah, we did it live, so, like, just the percussion, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I think Micah, me and you, like, we had two tambourines or something.
Tambourines, yeah.
And then Charlie was on the drum kit, and then we did it all at the same time.
Charlie was on the drum kit, and Micah was on tambourines.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty.
That's interesting. You can play the drums?
No.
But
you did anyways.
It was very simple.
It was very, like
it was like a cymbal.
Sparse drumming. It was just like, yeah, it wasn't like full beats, but I liked recording that song. It was fun.
And for 15 Billion Eyes, we didn't record some of the songs with like a metronome, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cool experience.
Like you did it without the metronome?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was interesting. I mean, just like, you know, going off of the live feel that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We would go in like separate rooms. And so like Mike would be on the drum kit in like a sort of like isolation room. And then Charlie does like the engineering stuff. Mm-hmm. So he was kind of had his keyboard set up by the computer. And then I was in another room and we would record at the same time. And then we would end up maybe just keeping the drums.
And this piano is all in the barn.
Yeah.
This is a big barn.
Yeah. And then would record over it just so like everything just had like the right like cohesive like feel that we all kind of created together.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Oh, so you like recorded things while you were playing at the same time, just in different rooms.
Yeah, but then we would you know, so say we recorded the guitar keys and the drums at the same time, we might only keep the drums and then re-record the guitar.
Wow,
over it.
That's crazy.
It was interesting.
That's so interesting because cool. I feel like, I don't know, each instrument like reacts with another instrument. So the way you recorded that is like exemplifying that idea of like the guitar is in response to the bass and everything else happening.
That's a really cool comment.
Yeah.
I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, that's cool.
I just wrote an essay about music, so I keep thinking about that.
It was just weird because we couldn't see each other.
You could just hear it.
We could just hear
it. Whoa, that is so trippy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
So, but it was funny because like Micah didn't have a voice mic. He only had the drum mics in the isolation booth that he was in. The door kept like swinging open. And he would just be like yelling like, can someone
close the door?
Close the door.
It had to be locked. So yeah. I was locked in there.
Wow. That sounds really fun. I was going to ask because you just said like, I don't know, 3 minutes ago that you played the cymbals without the rest of the kit. Was that like really hard? I feel like that's really hard to do.
Well, I had a click track.
Okay.
I guess I don't know. I mean, honestly, yeah, it was fine. It wasn't that hard, I guess, but
I feel like I would mess that up like very easily. Anyways, the next song you're going to play is called Though You Gleam. And I asked my sister to describe it in 3 words cuz I just do that a lot now cuz she has really good responses, and she said her 3 words were what happened here.
There's a lot to unpack.
Immediate response to this song. So I don't know. Is there an interesting story behind that song, or not really?
It's for Nick to tell.
I don't know. I think I was just really sad one night, and I really just wanted to write a song about a lighthouse, I guess.
Nice. Lighthouses are pretty.
Because we have a lot of lighthouses around us. So I don't know.
The last 3 shows, Nick has gone on stage and he's said, "This is a song I wrote about planet Earth."
Yeah, I don't know. Like really? The show on Netflix.
Planet, like the nature show?
Yeah. Like it's not actually written about the show.
My sister's obsessed with that show.
I love that show.
It's so great. I mean, the film is like amazing.
It's so cool. Like David Attenborough. He's one of my heroes.
Like the voice really makes it.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people comment on the voice of that
yeah.
show too. So cool. He really did a good job.
He does, yeah. Even if that's not how he actually talks, it's...
Yeah, I would love to meet him.
Me too.
And just to hear it in person.
Just to hear the truths of the universe yeah. uttered by David Attenborough.
Him and who's the other guy, the Allstate guy? Morgan Freeman? I don't know.
Morgan Freeman.
Not the Allstate guy.
Also, Morgan Freeman also has a great voice.
Jake from State Farm.
Yeah. So many good voices out there. Also, yeah. the Disney Channel voice. Sometimes like, I still hear.
True.
And I haven't probably heard it in 10 years. Just like sometimes pops in there.
Yeah. Wow. Are there any like Connecticut TV shows or is that not really a thing?
Nah.
Nah. Okay, cool.
I don't think so.
John Mayer's from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Is he really?
John Mayer.
Good for him.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything else that like about Connecticut.
Yeah, I keep talking about Connecticut, sorry.
Connecticut.
Anyways. Well, I think since we just talked about Though You Gleam, I can read, I promise. We should get back to the music, and that song is coming up right now, performed by the Brazen Youth in the KCSU studio.
I'll wait for you inside a shaking body in a darkened road. Find my way through the plants and the reeds and the trees, but I'll be around you again. Ooh, you're not frozen as the daylight wraps around you. Open up. Are you back in the room? In the window to our house. It's closing after you. So I watch through. We'll be right back. my skin fell off, would I wander through to you? If the social aspects of love were removed, would I walk to you?
That was Though You Gleam by the Brazen Youth. Up next is So Young Then.
I saw you in my head. You were so young then. You were so young then. You didn't say a thing. You didn't. Understood you. Ooh, there's a light that lights your doorway. There's a door that you will answer someday. Oh, but I've been knocking since I was young. Your door, waiting for you to come outside. Oh, but I was so young then. I was so young then. Yeah. Oh, I was so young then. I was so young.
.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard Though You Gleam and So Young Then by The Brazen Youth. Thank you guys for coming in and playing all of that music. Before you head out, is there anything else you want to let the Fort Collins community know about?
Micah, no, yeah, what's up?
Just want to say thank you for everything. We had a good show at the Planetarium the other night. Last night, actually.
Which it's a great really venue.
Yeah, it was great.
It was
great.
Cool, yeah.
And we love Colorado.
Yeah, we love it.
Yay.
We also have a show coming up in Chicago, if anybody's listening from there.
And that's the last one of the...
It's our last show of our tour, and we did 40 shows this fall, so...
That's insane.
Yeah. We also have an EP available online called 15 Billion Eyes. It just came out.
True.
So.
Yes, and you have other music, too. That's great.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah.
Yep. But... Thank you so much for having us, honestly.
Thanks for coming in. I was going to ask, are you guys, like, mentally good with your tour?
Oh, yeah.
Being so long and, honestly, like, so intense?
It's so crazy because, I mean, we started touring a couple years ago. And we used to go on these, like, little, like, two-week runs, like, week and a half long runs. And they're always, like, so, like, emotionally and mentally exhausting.
Even just
for
2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, just because we were all... I mean, none of us had ever traveled with the same people for that long. It's kind of like a marriage. And, now we're just like, I just think we understand each other pretty well at this point, and we understand when sometimes it's better just not to speak to each other.
Yeah, you like know how to interact.
We just know if there's tension or something, just from, like, you know, maybe not sleeping very well the last night or something. It's kind of something that we can all sense. And
that's good that you guys have adapted to each other.
We don't really fight that much anymore.
We squabble
sometimes, but you know.
Squabble. That's a great word.
Yeah. After 2 years, we figured it out.
Yeah, it took us 2 years.
I'm glad that you guys have figured out how to tour together, because that's a real talent, I feel like. But thank you. But yeah, thanks for, you know, having a crazy tour has been going on since July and still coming in here to do this. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you having us immensely. Yeah. Mine, we paid our dues and got it.
Thanks for listening to Live and Local. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. Thanks for supporting college radio on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That's